Over a third of the public schools in Livingston Parish were damaged by the flooding in southeast Louisiana last August. While some of those schools have been repaired, others still haven't been able to reopen. Like Southside Junior High School, where classes began this new year at a new site, for now. Wallace Watkins reports.
After the cafeteria, take a look.
As students settle into Mr. Ivy's 8th grade Louisiana history class, Principal Wes Parton makes morning announcements.
So we want to welcome all our students back, and looking forward to a great spring semester here at our school.
The new Southside Junior High sits in a field behind Jubin Park Junior High. After the flood, Southside had been sharing that facility, going to school from 12:30 in the afternoon till 5:30 in the evening. Their new campus is made up of a series of temporary buildings, all connected by a walkway. Fitting for the home of the Buccaneers, says Parton.
If you look at it, it's perfect. You know, it's all raised boardwalks made out of wood. Looks like a boardwalk heading out to the beach, really.
And while the space feels like a campus, it certainly isn't permanent. During the flood, the original school took on nearly 6 feet of water. Right now, it sits gutted and empty. The Livingston Parish School System is working with FEMA to determine what they'll do with it.
If it's going to cost more than 50% of the value to fix the school, they would encourage us to rebuild versus restructure.
Rick Winsel is the superintendent. He says 3 Livingston schools are still in this state of limbo. Before they can move forward, the school district has to go through every single room on every campus, detailing the damage. Drywall, electrical outlets, furniture, floor tiles.
We have to go in and show all the things that were damaged within that room that we would have to repair to return back to that facility. Every room on that campus. So you can see that's not going to be just a quick process.
Winsel says just about all the information has been collected.
Once we get that together, then we've got to present that to FEMA and go through it with them room by room.
Whatever FEMA decides, whether to repair the campus or build a new one, it will be over a year before Southside Junior High is back in a permanent location.
If they're going to allow us to restructure the original facility, we'll do that as soon as we can get started. It'll take us probably about 18 months. But if we have to rebuild, it's going to be 3 to 4 years.
A decision is expected, hopefully, within 60 days. Principal Parton says it's an uncertainty that most at Southside have had to deal with.
Most of the homes of students took on water. Me being the principal, I took on water just with everybody else, and our teachers did too.
Make sure when you turn them around to keep the negative.
Like Leanne Payne, a math teacher, nearly everything in her home was lost in the flood.
We saved a cargo trailer, 8x10 cargo trailer, about half full is about all we got.
All the while, she's returned to the classroom, trying to make things feel closer to normal for her students.
You know, you had to address it head on. It's like you can't treat it like a big white elephant in the room. You know, you had to ask them, how's your sheetrock coming? How's it going with y'all? Hey, have you got paint up yet? Have you got cabinets? You know, you had to ask them so it felt normal to them.
Payne was one of 650 employees in Livingston Parish who suffered flood damage at home. And Winsel estimates 30 to 35% of its students were impacted. For the most part, they've returned back to the parish and their school.
We had, prior to the flood, 26,000 students. We're down a little bit. We have about 25,600 now.
And Winsel expects more students to come back. The future of Southside Junior High's campus is still undecided. But Winsel does say this. Any new buildings will have cinder block walls and concrete floors.
Easier to clean, easier to get back into.
Which means less disruption to the students if a flood like this happens again. For the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, I'm Wallace Watkins.